Meantime, the nation's largest state now on the verge of new COVID restrictions, with daily cases reaching numbers simply not seen any time prior. California reporting more than 20,000 new cases today. That is the most ever there in a single day. Governor Gavin Newsom calling it the most challenging moment since the beginning of the pandemic. News Nation correspondent Nancy Liu live in Los Angeles tonight with more. Nancy.
And Rob, it's why Governor Newsom has introduced a new regional stay-at-home order, which is more targeted than the lockdown we went through back in March. But in LA, there is confusion due to separate orders from the county and the city. And today's new announcement from the state is yet another mandate for Southern Californians to comprehend.
We will get through this. This is the final surge. We have a light at the end of the tunnel with these vaccines, but we need to take seriously this moment. This is the most challenging moment.
In a lengthy news conference, Governor Newsom outlined a new regional stay-at-home order for California. It would kick in for 3 weeks should ICU capacity in a given region fall below 15%. Based on alarming numbers, all regions except the Bay Area could be placed under the new directive as early as tomorrow. California was the first state to ever issue a stay-at-home order back in March, curbing COVID cases leading into the summer.
They are the tools that we've seen be effective, and we trust, especially given the state of hospitals and where we are, that Californians will take this new order, this regional stay-at-home order, to heart.
In LA, the move by the state is a new layer over separate orders issued by the county and the city. On Monday, LA County imposed an emergency order, urging over 10 million residents to cease all non-essential outings and gatherings. Last night, the city of Los Angeles sent text alerts about its own safer-at-home order, just after the mayor warned Angelenos of a difficult winter ahead.
It's time to hunker down. It's time to cancel everything. And if it isn't essential, don't do it.
The city later clarified that its emergency order mirrored that of the county, but it's led to confusion, especially now that the state has introduced a regional stay-at-home order.
Honestly, yeah, because it makes it seem like who should we follow? Like, it's like who is like the top dog?
Every order still allows for limited retail operations with capacity curtailed further.
It makes me confused because my brother, he works at a restaurant and they're closed, so he gets to stay home, but I guess I'm still at work.
If they really wanted us home, honestly, I don't think the stores would be open. So they want us home, shut down.
When triggered, the regional stay-at-home order would limit retail capacity further to 20%. According to Governor Newsom, additional relief for impacted businesses will be announced soon. He also announced that 11 surge facilities are at the ready throughout the state. Live in LA, Nancy Liu, News Nation.